Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. The reality is we are smart, savvy women looking to build our businesses and raise our families and find that balance to in doing both. And all of you who listen to the show, you all know what a huge fan I am of direct sales and the multi-level market platform and everything else when you are with the right company. And especially for a mompreneur, it gives you an amazing way to be able to build your business while raising your family. And I am so excited to have my friend Angel Johnstone here with us today. Her direct sales experience started with a one-on-one sales of Cutco cutlery while she was still in college. And after she left, after several years of working with insurance and the financial service industries, she became one of a select few to open a regional sales office with Equinox International, which is a natural product company. She had a really healthy career in real estate investing and appraisals and things like that until a corporate layoff in 2006 prompted her to return to direct sales. In only her third year with Undercover Wear Lingerie Parties, she was one of their top 10 team builders. And then after the birth of her beautiful son, she was introduced to Nerium International, an anti-aging company breaking records in the direct sales industry with over $400 million in sales in just 4 years. Angel found their botanically based products and personal development philosophy aligned perfectly with her passion for helping women cultivate more confidence in themselves. She can be found on Facebook at Confidence is Catchy or online at confidenceiscatchy.com. So with that all said, hello, Angel. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be talking to you today.
Me too. And I have to say, in looking over your bio and everything, I can't believe that we both were with Equinox.
I know. We've known each other all this time and didn't know that.
I know. And you know what? This is why, I mean, and I've mentioned Bill Gould before, who was the founder of Equinox. It is why I do what I do, not only with Word of Mom Radio, but with Safety Bags LLC and safetyisinthebag.com. I wouldn't own a business and have people working with me and things like that if it were not for what I learned with Bill Gould. And I still, Wayne Garland's products, I still recommend them on a continuous basis.
Yeah,
because,
the nutrients and
everything else. I know. So I had to laugh that you had opened a regional office in Rhode Island, you said, correct?
Yep, Narragansett, yep.
And I actually worked out of, we had one in Norwalk, and then they eventually opened one in Tarrytown. I worked with them for years until they, you know, went out of business. And, you know,
What a tragedy that was, honestly, because the products
absolutely
were amazing.
Yeah. They really, really were. And it was actually unethical practices of other people, which unfortunately in this industry, you know, you get people that, you know, they look at direct sales very often as a get-rich-quick scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Nerium wouldn't be doing $400 million in 4 years if it wasn't great products.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I love about
all of these. Exactly. I mean, I had you on. You came on our Valentine's show when you were with the lingerie parties, if you remember. And you know what? I loved what you did there. I loved the books that you made. I loved that the lingerie was for women, real women.
Yeah, real
women,
right, exactly.
The women who breastfed and given birth and, you know, God love us all, we're not supposed to be a size 2. Not everybody is. And it's really about being healthy wherever you are. And more importantly, that self-worth, that knowing that you look great, you feel good about you. And so I love that this is what your journey has always been about in this industry. So you know what? Give us, you know, I read your bio, but kind of take us on your journey.
Well, Tori, you know, like you said, Bill Gould was a huge influence on me. The experience I had when I was just coming out of college and working with Equinox for 5 years really laid the groundwork for me to be an entrepreneur at heart, no matter what my life brought me. I learned so much in the personal development aspect of that business, and that's one of the things I love about the network marketing industry is that it is so grounded in personal development. And it you make what you are, and you cannot make more money until you grow as a person and you help other people grow as into their full self. And that's one of the things that's so attractive about it is being able to grow and learn and stretch and try new things and fail and still not feel like a failure, where everywhere else, you know, corporate America, you know, you fall on your face and boy, you know it. Here there's room to make mistakes and to learn and to grow and to become a better person as you do it. And I think it's just a wonderful industry. For me, I've been back and forth between direct sales and corporate, different venues. I've reinvented myself, I don't know, like probably 7 times now over the course of my short 44 years here. But what I've discovered is that I keep coming back to 2 themes in my life. One is that I need to be in charge of my own destiny. I need to have a business that I have control over because I don't trust that anyone else has my best interest at heart except me. And that my mission, I guess, or what I'm being led to keeps coming back to women and making women healthier, wealthier, wiser, more confident, and able to go out in the world and do what we do, which is just naturally take care of our families and take care of our friends and be amazing even when we don't think we're amazing. And I want people to know, I want women to know how amazing they are. And my business allows me to do that.
Well, now, how did you find Miriam?
I found Miriam in the most odd way, actually. It was probably the way a lot of people find direct sales companies. I had a friend who had gotten given a bottle of product to try. She had amazing results with it. She sent me a before and after picture, and my mouth hit the floor. She's in her 60s, you know, with all of the wrinkles and bags and you know, age spots and all of the things that go around with that. And I couldn't believe how great her skin looked. And I was like, wow, that's really impressive. And she's like, I'm going to send you a bottle. And I was like, no, I'll pay you for it. She goes, oh, no, I'm sending you. This is a gift I'm sharing with you. And I was like, okay. And so she sent it. And I thought to myself, it's probably not going to work for me. It's probably just a fluke, you know, because I was working in a corporate job at the time, about 90 hours a week, 100 hours a week, wasn't sleeping. I was living on chocolate and caffeine. And my skin was really the last thing on my mind. I was just trying to get by from day to day, to have 10 minutes with my son where I wasn't falling asleep and not let the stress get to me. And, of course, I was failing miserably at that because the stress gets to you whether you want it to or not. Right. And so I figured, all right, well, it certainly can't be any worse than me fueling myself with caffeine and chocolate. So at least the least I could do is put this cream on my face. Maybe my skin will look better. And sure enough, within about, you know, 2 weeks of using it, I was like, wow, my skin's really feeling very soft. That's kind of cool. I wasn't expecting, you know, even to see a change that soon. And then I kind of didn't think about it anymore. It became part of my routine. I used it every night. I went to bed with it on and didn't think about it because I had made it a habit. And then about 45 days in, I looked in the mirror and I went, oh, my God, where did the lines go? The crow's feet around my eyes were gone. Just gone, like from mirror distance, I could not see them anymore. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then it got better. My skin got better and better every week after that. And I thought, this is nuts. Like, it shouldn't look this good. I'm not sleeping. Like, I'm literally not sleeping for days at a time. And how do I look rested? How do I look good in the mirror? I don't understand this. What the hell is in this bottle? And so I called her back, and I was like, I don't know what you just sent me, but, you know, thank you. This is amazing. And I said, how's the business? And she's like, I just made a $50,000 bonus. Shut the front door. Okay, tell me more. Because I don't need to be working 90 hours a week anymore. This is crazy. And if this stuff works like this and you're making that kind of money, I want to know. I want to know what's going on. And so she said, you've really got to look at this business. And I was not even thinking on my radar that I was going to go back in direct sales. I had loved it. I was a fan. But I had never been able to find a company that had the right product with the right marketing system, with the right administration of the business, and the right leadership before. And I had kind of given up thinking I would find it after Equinox. I guess I was spoiled, and because I just couldn't find it. And then the more I looked at Miriam, the more I was like, wow, they have thought of everything. From the back office to just the paperwork and the materials and the quality of the materials that they put together, the video production. I mean, just the video production of their product stuff is off the chart. And I've showed it to people who do video production. And they're like, wow, they ain't playing around. So, you know, everything I looked at little by little, as I got more interested in the business, I was more and more and more impressed. And I said, well, you know, this is great, but I need to know I can sell the product. And then what happened was a friend of mine hadn't seen me in about 5 years. And I went to a networking event where I was just putting my toe in the water to see what the reaction would be to the product line and what some of the women I knew in my networking events would think about Miriam. And Kay walked right up to me. She's like, oh, my God, your skin looks amazing. Now, she did not know I was with a skincare company. She did not know my story. She just saw me 5 years later and said, you look like you're in your 20s again. I'm in. Because if that's how good I look to someone who hasn't seen me in 5 years, that's the quality of the product. That was the day that I was like, wow, okay. Now I've got something here. I've really got something here. And it's been such a crazy ride since, but I'm so excited to be back in the business. I didn't realize how much I missed having my own business until I had one again after not having one a while.
Well, it really is an amazing thing because, let's face it, if you're going to work, you were working 90 hours a week to build somebody else's business, Angel.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? I mean, and see, I think that this is why I've always been such a huge fan of the model, because why are you going to work this hard? You know, we live in a democracy. We are taught, you know, the people come here from other countries because we're a capitalistic society and you can make as much as you want, but ultimately we are taught to be socialists. We're taught to go to school, get an education, mm-hmm. and go to work for somebody else and build their business. You know? As opposed building our own, you know?
And it was really bugging me. It was really bugging me that that's what was happening, because I did have that entrepreneurial background. I'm like, man, this guy is going on vacation and he's driving a, you know, a, I don't know what he was driving, but whatever it was nice in my car. And and I'm like, you know, what the heck? You know, he's going on vacation to Africa and you know, going on safari with his family, and I'm working. Like, what? What? This isn't right.
And
so yeah, I working really hard. Yeah.
And but you know what? And let's, you know, guys, the reality is it's not like when you work in direct sales, you're not working hard. You know, I mean, you can't expect to just get into any business and then it's going to build itself. You
it's absolutely not
build
right.
this business. But there's a big difference when you are building something that you really believe in, because
exactly.
it's so easy to share, you know, when you believe in something. You know, it's the same
people
thing
say,
when
I can't do sales. People say, I can't do sales. You do sales every day. You just don't realize you're doing it.
That's exactly
when you talk
right.
about your favorite color of nail polish. When you tell them, oh, I got this blouse at JCPenney. That's sales.
You.
And you're just you're not doing it to make money. The only difference is one way you do it to make money and the other way you don't, you know, and it's really the same thing.
And you know what it is? And let's face it. I mean, you know, that's why this is Word of Mom Radio, because Word of Mom, talk about word of mouth. Word of Mom, there's no better recommendation than when a mom says to another mom, oh, my gosh, you know, this is this and that's that. And, you know, and that's the whole thing. You can, when you can visibly see a difference in what somebody is doing and what is happening with them, it really does speak volumes. Let me take a quick break. For those of you just tuning in, we are here on Word of Mom Radio, and I want to say hello to one of our sponsors today, Jersey Cookie Girl. Nicole Baroda was previously an architectural designer who has now chosen to express herself through the edible art of cookies. She loves working with people, creating and sharing the results of that collaboration, and the art of creating tangible items from a person's thoughts and words is really an exhilarating and fulfilling thing for Nicole. Jersey Cookie Girl's creations are homemade custom cookies that are designed and decorated to fit the criteria provided by the clients. And all their designs are personally done, and they're edible canvases that combine the reflection of the client's ideas and Nicole's interpretation. So I invite you to go visit her at jerseycookiegirl.com. You'll be so glad you did. And she'll be on with us next month. We're going to be sharing a whole bunch of our new sponsors that are here, some of the fabulous women behind Word of Mom Radio. So again, visit jerseycookiegirl.com. And we're back here live with Angel Johnstone, and we're talking about Miriam International. And I want to ask you, what do you feel your my face? I have ultra-sensitive skin, and, you know, I've been... Let's face it, you know, women, we don't realize it, but, you know, our skin starts to age when we're 12.
Yep, it sure does.
It
you put it out in the sun, that feels even faster.
Right, yeah. And you know what? See, I mean, I always have used a moisturizer. I use oil of Olay because that's what my mommy used. It was good enough for my mommy. It was good enough for me, you know, and I've used SPF 15 on my face my entire life, winter, spring, summer, or fall. And stuff like that. But I am. So tell me what makes this product so different from everything else on the market.
Well, Dori, I'm not a scientist, but thank God there are some out there. What the scientists at Muriel Biotech have done is they were studying Nerium oleander plant, which is a decorative plant, for some botanical-based uses in the pursuit of ultimately a goal of looking at skin cancer and ways to prevent and cure that. They haven't found that yet, so don't get too excited. But in their study, what they found was the Nerium oleander plant had some unique properties to it that actually have been written about in ancient texts going back, you know, years and years, 1,000 years or so, talking about the botanical benefits of that particular plant. And in studying this to figure out, you know, is there anything that this will do for us, they mixed it with some aloe in a proprietary formula and started doing some testing with it and some trials with it. They did a lot of safety testing to make sure the Nerium oleander was safe to use. And what they came up with was that they were finding the topical application of this combination was having some really huge benefits for people's skin. And so they said, well, okay, we were onto something here. It's not what we were looking for, but, you know, many of the things that we now take for granted are aha moments when you're looking for something else. And so they decided to capitalize on that and get the product out to market in a, I guess you could say, a cosmeceutical way, where it came from you know, biotech background, but is in the cosmetics industry, and get it out to people so that they could start seeing results with it. And since then, over the last 3 years, obviously the company's done fabulous with the marketing of the product, but they've also been doing a lot of studies with science behind it, and they are just on the verge within the next month or so to put out some peer-reviewed papers in the science journals about what the combination of the aloe and Nerium oleander can do to help skin. So it's really exciting that we're on the verge of accepted medical proof of what we do. But in the meantime, we've gone out and made a business of $400 million, so that's not so bad.
I have to agree with you. Let's face it, there are so many different products on the market.
Absolutely.
That are all saying that they do the same thing.
Yeah, there are. And a couple of them just got slapped on the hand for saying things that aren't true because they don't have the science behind it. One of the things that our founder, Jeff Olson, who's very well known in the network marketing industry as somebody who is has very high integrity in this industry, really vetted this company and their products and their science behind it because he really felt like we have to stand out as the one that can prove what they say. And also to be fair, in the meantime, while we were proving it, to be very careful of what claims we made because we don't want to see this company go the way of some other companies that you and I have seen, Dori, where
right.
people that get greedy say things that are not proven and not true or stretch the truth, I guess would be a good way to say it, and do get in trouble. And so you have to be careful in what you can say it does or doesn't do. And I think there's a lot of companies out there that stretch the truth a little too much. And some of those companies you see on their ads on TV all the time. And they can afford a slap on the hand. And so they don't mind getting one if it sells millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of product. Our company, on the other hand, would prefer to sell millions of products to people that have tried it and actually take photos of their skin before and photos of their skin after and submit that to the company as their own proof that it works for them and then do the actual science and prove what we've claimed or tried not to claim, I should say, so that, it's very evident that what we have actually works, that what we found is a breakthrough, and that what the scientists have put together here is something that is unprecedented in the skincare industry. There's a lot of companies out there that'll tell you they do X, Y, and Z, but, you could use their products for a year and not see a change. I don't know anybody that has used Nerium for a year and hasn't looked in the mirror a year later and said, wow, I can't believe my skin looks that good. So I don't know how many other companies can claim that, and I certainly don't know how many companies encourage people to take a before and after picture and to log their progress publicly. There's not a lot of companies that are going to ask you to do that or encourage you to do that because not a lot of companies can stand up to that test.
So with all of the products that are out there on the market and everything else and the different price points, I mean, let's face it, you can go to the store and get something for, $5. You can go to the store and get something for $115.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your price points in comparison to them?
Well, you could put us on the higher end of that scale, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of products on the market that are in the range of $300 and $400 as well.
Right.
And I can tell you from personal experience, my mom, who's now 78, she had some Botox done. And she'll tell you that that Botox was close to 1,000 and didn't do anything other than look a little strange where she had it because it looked a little odd that that was the one plus part of her face that wasn't moving. Our product is in line with what you consider a high-end product, I would say, in the area of about $100 for most average users. And, of course, you can get discounts on that by being a customer over a long period of time. We also have an amazing program, which I've not heard of in any industry like this before, where by referring friends to the company, when those people become preferred customers or regular users, your product becomes free, which is amazing because I have brought lots of people down to the movie theater to watch movies, and I've never gotten a free ticket. And I brought lots of people into all kinds of stores to go shopping, and I've never gotten free clothes. And here I bring just a handful of friends to try Nerium, and they fall in love with it, and I get my product every month for free. And I can't think of a better system of rewarding your loyal customers by then, but just giving it to them. It's just a phenomenal program.
That really is. So with this and all of the other, I mean, let's face it, you've done quite a bit throughout the direct sale industry with all different kinds of, you know, from Cutco to Equinox to the, you know, undercover wear to this. What have you liked best about this experience? Where does this rate in there for you?
Oh, this rates way at the top. Like I said earlier, I think I was really spoiled with Equinox. And the thing that had set Equinox apart was that they had some really great science behind their products, that they had a product line that was based in nature, and that they had something in terms of their training and development portion of the business, I thought was fantastic. And like you said as well, you know, that was a big motivator to stay in business for yourself and to work for yourself. I think Nerium on all of those points and more has surpassed my expectation in every way. I was very spoiled looking at Equinox as the benchmark, and I'm blown away at how much better Nerium is in all of those regards. As a distributor, having been in other companies, when I looked at the back office operations of what Nerium had and how the ease of ordering, the ease of reporting, the ease of looking at what your team was doing, getting the documentation that you needed for products, materials, the quality of materials, the quality of videos. I mean, everything they do is just top-notch. There's no slacking in any of those things. And that makes a difference. When you're a professional and you're trying to put a professional image to your business, the last thing you want is sloppy-looking materials or business cards that aren't sharp. You don't want brochures that look like, you know, your sister put it together on her computer. You don't want to be doing them yourself on your computer. You want stuff that's professional and that gives the right image. And all of that is covered here. And then the training piece, I've found lacking in many other companies, and that is so well covered with Nerium. They just released and just put up on Tuesday, actually, a brand new universal platform which allowed all of our representatives all over the world to see the same thing, trained the same way, whether they're in Mexico or Canada or here in the U.S. or going into Korea in June. All of those people are going to have the same training. They're going to have the same steps, the same information. And that makes it so much easier for a network marketing professional to build a team and to get the message across. And everyone plugs into the same system and says the same thing and does the same thing and gets those results. And it's so much better than everyone winging it. And the other thing that I find so amazing is the commitment to excellence and the commitment to personal development. At our conference last weekend, we all took a commitment on 10 core values that we intend to have over the course of our time with Nerium. And it's personal development, reading 10 pages of a good book a day. Not a novel. We're not talking Harlequins here. We're talking business development. We're talking personal development. Making sure you expose your business to 2 new people a day, one way or another, whether it be a phone call, a Facebook post, somehow, some way, talk to 2 people a day. And many other things that are the fundamental stupid little things, but you need to do them every day, and you need to make a commitment to them every day, or you won't find success. And I think having a company that's so focused on this is what you need to do, and we're going to walk you through how to do it, and we're here, and call us, and we will answer the phone, we will answer your question, we will get the answer for you if we don't know it. They're just so great about that. I have not seen that anywhere else, and I think that's what has brought along the success that they've had. In 3 years to have $400 million in sales, that's bigger than Google. I want to say that again. That's bigger than Google. $400 million in less than 4 years is there's only a few other companies in the world that have ever achieved that, and we're just at the beginning. And so it's very exciting to see a company so well put together, and they're proving that putting that effort in the beginning is what's going to catapult them into historic ranks in this industry.
Well, on that note, we need to take a quick break again. This is Dori DiCarlo. You're here with Angel Johnstone. We are talking about Miriam International on Word of Mom Radio, and I just want to take some time and share a couple more of our sponsors today. Brunetta Productions, Julia Brunetta Simpson, is one of our fabulous sponsors. I'm going to share some information from her and then about her new show coming up.
Hi, this is Julia Brunetta Simpson from Brunetta Productions. I'm very proud and excited to sponsor Music Monday on Word of Mom Radio and to share my music and all the exciting events that we have coming up. Please visit www.brenettaproductions.com to learn more. And while you're on the site, be sure to sign up for our mailing list and check out the audio clips from my CD, Here's to Life. It can be found at cdbaby.com and on iTunes. I look forward to meeting you at an upcoming performance. Peace and blessings to you and yours.
And to get to have a chance to hear Julia, she is doing an afternoon tea May 3rd in New Rochelle at Recology. And it's an afternoon delight. It's a featuring afternoon teas, treats, and some fabulous, fabulous music. And one of our other sponsors, Teascapes, Kathleen Ettinger, will actually be there with her doing a tea presentation and a tea etiquette workshop. So it's really going to be a fun day. You can go to brunettaproductions.com and find out some more information about that. And Julia is the sponsor of Music Monday. And this Monday, we're going to be sharing some of the cast from West Side Story that is opening tonight at the Westchester Broadway Theater. So here's a little from them.
I like to be in a man.
It's the most requested production to appear at the Westchester Broadway Theater in almost 20 years. The Leonard Bernstein, Stephen Sondheim masterpiece, West Side Story.
When you're a jet, you're
set on the gritty streets of 1950s New York, this modern-day version of Romeo and Juliet is nothing short of brilliant. The explosive storyline of the star-crossed lovers Tony and Maria and the electrifying dance numbers pitting the jets against the sharks will keep you on the edge of your seat. And the magnificent Bernstein score features an unmatched collection of hits like Something's Coming, When You're a Jet, America, Maria, and of course, Tonight. An innovative and thrilling production that remains one of everybody's favorite musicals. And don't forget, before the show, you'll enjoy a delicious served dinner with a choice of 6 entrees, all for one low price, and the parking is free. Order tickets online at BroadwayTheater.com or call 914-592-2222. That's 914-592-2222. Come see the extraordinary musical that changed the face of American theater forever, the immortal West Side Story, now through July 5th at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
I'm thrilled to be going. Tonight is opening night, and I'm so excited to be part of the press that is invited to the Westchester Broadway Theater for their opening nights. So I can't wait to see West Side Story. And as I said, they'll be with us. Some of the cast will be with us on Monday for Music Monday. So I hope you will join us. We are back here live with Angel Johnstone. And Angel sent me a private message. We have as long as you want. We normally
do an
hour, but if the baby's calling and we need to end at 45 minutes, we can do that too.
No, I didn't want to assume, and I didn't want to, I wanted to just know. So that's good. We're perfect then. We're doing well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. So, right at the break, you were saying about the amazing success that Miriam has had in these first, just a little under 4 years of over $4 million in sales. And do you think it is all of their trainings and everything else that is really the key to their growth? Or is it really the key to the growth, just how great the product is?
I think it's almost impossible to tell, and it's actually $400 million, not four.
Sorry.
So I'm to correct you, but that's an important difference.
That's a big difference.
That's a very big difference.
That's a huge difference.
So, I think at the core of it, if you had a bad product, you're not going to sell 400 million of anything. So the product has to be good to have flown off the shelves at that rate. And I actually did some math not too long ago to try to figure out, like, okay, how many bottles is that a day? Just our first year, I figured out our first year in sales, and I backed into, like, you know, $110, $100 a bottle, and I was like, that's like $1,200 a day. In the first year when nobody knows who you are, that's crazy. So, you know, I think if it wasn't for the product working as well as it did, that would be impossible, no matter how great your sales force was, no matter how great marketing you tried to do, or, you know, you're just not going to be able to pull that off unless what you have is almost like a viral video type of, you know, success, where, you know, you see these people put their kids up and all of a sudden they have 10 billion hits, you know, on YouTube. I mean, it's kind of like that kind of success, only in a direct sales product. So I don't think it would work so well if it wasn't for an amazing product. Having said that, you can have an amazing product and have the wrong people representing you. And I think that's kind of what happened with Equinox. Although their training was great, like you said earlier, I think, you know, people came in and got greedy and said the wrong things and did the wrong things. And unfortunately, a very good man, Bill Gould, took the brunt of that. And that's a tragedy, because it was such a great product and a great company and great science behind it. But if your people don't know what to do and your people don't have the personal development to become better people, it doesn't matter how great your product is. If you have the wrong people in front representing you, you're going to get a bad reputation. And reputation is everything. And so I think it's a real equal mixture for Nerium of an incredible leader at the helm in Jeff Olson. He's known as the millionaire maker in this industry. He's made many, many people very, very wealthy. But he's done it in a way that has integrity, that is honest. One of the key words in all of our marketing at Nerium is real, meaning that it's a real opportunity. It's not pie in the sky pipe dream. It's a real product with science behind it. And he sticks to that. And if anything that doesn't match up with that test of it being a real, tangible, honest-to-goodness, going-to-happen kind of thing, we don't touch it. And so the products that he brings to us are things that he knows have had the background and the science behind them. And then the training he brings to the Nerium marketplace, he's written his own book called The Slight Edge. And that book is about a philosophy of life, not just business, not just network marketing. It's a philosophy of how to approach life, which is you have to show up, and you have to show up with a good attitude, and you have to show up consistently with a good attitude over a long period of time, and you need to be doing the right activities every day in order to edge yourself ahead of the competition. It's not a quantum leap. It's not today you're broke and tomorrow you're a millionaire. It's never going to be that. It's today you're broke, but you're not going to think broke. You're going to work towards being better tomorrow and better the next day and better the next day. And I think that philosophy being the underlying core of this company is what brought on that phenomenal success in a short period of time. And I think it's what will continue to bring on success for those people that really look at that model and go, wow, you know, they're doing something here no one else has ever done. How did they get there? Well, they got there with 10 core principles, the slight edge philosophy behind it, and a product line that is bar none. And when you have all of those great pieces in place at once, you're kind of you're kind of destined to do good things.
One would absolutely think. So, you know, you know, what is there? I'm trying to think of the name, the word that it is. You know, they're. Oh, goodness me! You know, and can you believe I came from this industry at one point in my life? You know, they're like, you know, the where do you fall? You know, there's a director, there's a this, there's a that. How does their, you know, how does your line work? Your upline, your downline.
the upline and downline, it's probably similar to what, you know, other people have seen in the industry. We've got some people that are building huge teams. We've got other people that are just out there day to day doing sales of the product. And, you know, one of the things that I've always been attracted to this industry about is that you can, wherever you see yourself, it's good. There's no bad parts to it. It's not like when you work in a corporation and you're working in the mailroom that you feel like you're at the bottom of the totem pole. Here you can be a brand partner, and a brand partner is just someone who loves the product, goes out, sells it to a couple of friends, gets their product for free, and keeps telling people about it. And you can make a decent part-time, spare time, almost no-time income doing that as long as you are a product of the product. And what by that I mean, you've got to be using it, you've got to like it, you've got to be sharing it, you've got to be telling people about it in some way, shape, or form, even if it's just an hour a week, even if it's just a couple of hours a week where you're just telling people, hey, I'm using this product, I love it, look at my before and after photos, this is what it did for me, maybe you should try it, and getting the word out. And for somebody like me, when I was working 90 hours a week, that's all I could think of at the time. Like, that's the best I could hope to do when I had that kind of schedule, because I was a busy mom, and you know, 90 hours a week and a 2-year-old son at the time, there was not more than an hour a week to do anything. And so that's what I figured. I'm like, all right, well, I like the product. Maybe I'll make an extra $50 here or $100 there. You know, that'll help offset the car payment over here or the rent over there. And that's all I was really looking for at the time. What I found as I continued to learn more about the business was that those people that were building teams with Miriam and really plugging into the system that's laid out for us here, we're experiencing success very quickly, more quickly than I had seen in other network marketing companies by far, and we're also seeming much more fulfilled in what they were doing. And what I mean by that is I have seen other people. I myself was a top recruiter with Undercoverwear. I recruited a lot of people with Undercoverwear. I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere with that. One, I wasn't being financially rewarded with that. I wasn't seeing those people that came on board having success really easily. So that was frustrating as a man, as somebody who's trying to sponsor people in the business. I want those people to be successful. I really do. Not only for me financially, but because I don't want to be the one to say, hey, come over here and have it. That's not good. So, you know, I wanted those people to be successful. And despite my want for that, I was finding people were struggling because the money just wasn't, the compensation plan wasn't great. Here I was seeing people the opposite of that. I think I mentioned my friend who had joined the company, you know, made a $50,000 bonus in not a very long period of time. And when she said that to me, I was like, wait a minute, you haven't been doing this that long. Like, what? And that's what really kind of piqued my ears. I was like, well, you know, if she's already doing that, and yeah, she had some background in the industry, but still, I mean, that's a big, pretty big bonus, 50 grand. And then I had another friend call me from Canada, and he was like, hey, you know, I wanted to tell you about this business. I'm like, I'm already in it. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, I got my Lexus, and, you know, my wife and I are now adopting a child that we wouldn't have been able to afford to do before, and we've got our 50,000 bonus coming up. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is two people I know. So it really lends some credibility when there's people you know that aren't just getting by in the company that you're looking at. They're actually thriving and looking forward to more success in the future. That changes the dynamic a lot, because I think a lot of people in direct sales and a lot of people in network marketing, they get in and they're told that the opportunity is there, and they see that the opportunity is there, and they're not afraid of the hard work. I mean, Dori, I know you and I both not afraid of hard work. So the hard work isn't what's daunting. What's daunting is you start doing the hard work and you get a couple of people on your team, and those people, no matter how hard they're trying, are not seeing the success. And you feel like you promised more than you could deliver. And I think that takes the wind out of a lot of people's sails when they're sponsoring people. And here, I mean, could it happen again to somebody in Miriam? Of course it could. You could sponsor someone and they don't do what they're supposed to do. They don't plug into the training. You know, there's always that human element of some people just aren't going to do it no matter what. But for those people who really do stand with what's available to them and take advantage of it, I'm not seeing a lot of people saying I'm not finding the money. You know, like I haven't put a lot of time into this story until recently because I was busy. And even without putting a lot of time into it, I was getting paid every week. I was seeing money accumulating in my Paylution account. I was, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'm not even really trying here when I first started, and there's money coming in. What if I were to try? You know? So the compensation structure is definitely better than I've seen in other places. It pays 10 generations deep. You can build 3 really strong legs. And the international component is something that's exciting as well, because, like I said, I've got friends in Canada, I've got friends in the U.S., hoping soon to have some friends in Mexico get started. And I think when you can see it duplicated, not just in your own backyard, but on an international scale, I think that also changes the dynamic, because you see, okay, it's not a language barrier, it's not an age barrier, it's not a location barrier, it's not specific to me. It doesn't have to depend on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the system is here, and anyone who's going to lock into that system is going to have, it may take them a while because everyone has their own journey, but if they just stay with it, that system's going to work for them. And I think that makes the compensation plan here really effective and obviously, you know, enticing people who are driving cars and early in their careers with the company, not 12, 15, 20 years in, but relatively early. I think that attracts a higher quality of candidate to the business. And so I think that's where a lot of the success is coming from.
You know, it's so interesting to me because, let's face it, so often in the direct sales marketing industry, there's that motto, you know, the fake it till you make it. And I'm sure you've heard the expression before. You know, I mean, they used to throw that around with Equinox all the time. And, you know, I was always just a very realistic person. I was a single mom. You know, I worked not a lot of hours a week, but I knew how to share because
right.
I actually used the product. I think that is one of that's the key to being successful in anything you do. If you are not a consumer of your own product, then how can you expect someone else to use it?
Exactly.
You know? And
you have to have that genuine story.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. There's someone here on the 919 area code that's in the studio. If you'd like to speak with Angel, please hit the number 1 so I know to bring you into the conversation, or you may have just, you know, come in just to come in. And that's fine too. But I don't want to bring you in and put you on the spot. But, you know, it's Janice Clark, our fantabulous Janice Clark. Hi, Janice. She's just popped in here.
Hey, Dory, can you hear me?
There we go.
Hey, how are you doing? This is Janice Clark, and I had a couple of extra minutes that never happens. You will never hear me say that. And I thought I would just pop in and see how everyone is doing and introduce myself. Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you, Janice. This is Angel. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Angel, it's nice to meet you. I heard a click, and suddenly the line went dead, and I always get nervous.
maybe we lost Dory. I don't know. We're going to take over her radio program, I suppose.
Yeah, keep right. Go right ahead. Keep talking. Gotcha. Yeah, I think she might have gotten kicked out.
Yeah.
I think she might have gotten kicked out.
Oh, she'll come back in.
She'll be back. I seem to have a sixth sense about these things. I feel in my bones that Dory needs me, and I call into the show, and suddenly she leaves. Or maybe she just decides to take a break when I get here.
Thank you so much, Janice. I'm serious. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I got knocked off the air. The first time I was 3 shows in to Word of Mom Radio, and Jacqueline Green was doing a show on perfection. Janice had called in, and they were having this lovely chat, and I got knocked off. We had a blackout. We had a flash storm come through. And here I am trying to get back on the air, and I could hear Janice go, oh, gee, Dory, I'm just taking up this whole conversation. And I didn't say anything. And she just kept right on talking. So how
right on talking, that's it.
That you popped into the chat room.
I have a sixth sense. I'm telling you.
Oh,
I have some type, we have some type of connection. I suddenly, my ears perked up, and I thought, Dory needs me, and I came right.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You know, I'm
all
serious.
Me, Lassie. Timmy's down a well.
Angel, right, it's wow. So funny. I was actually going to say to you before we started, if something happens and all of a sudden I'm not there, keep talking.
Just keep
because
talking. Just keep going.
Where I am, yeah, exactly. Where I am in the Hacienda and the Pines, and you know what it is? It's because I couldn't, for whatever reason, I usually dial in on the call-in, and it wouldn't let me. So I actually had a call-in on my phone, and where
yep.
I am at the Hacienda in the Pines over here, the signal, if there's a good gust of wind, signal can pop out really quick.
Yeah. Don't move. Right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, Janice, thank God for you. Lord love you. All right, Angel, as we're winding down, believe it or not, we only have 8.5 minutes left. It's amazing.
That's amazing. I don't know how we did that.
It's amazing. So what's really exciting coming up for Nerium for you?
Oh, for me. Oh, my God. We just got back from our big convention, and they announced a couple of things that I think are incredibly exciting. One of them is our expansion into Korea. And as somebody who's been around network marketing for a while, I know a little bit about the demographics of Korea. They're very business-minded, very entrepreneurial, and so excited about network marketing that I can't imagine that that's not going to be a huge market for us. So that's exciting. And I do have some connections now in Korea. And so I'm really thrilled about that because I think Seoul, I'd love to go see that. So I'm looking forward to that. But the thing that really excites me is a new product that we just released, and it is a product called EHT. And so I encourage everyone to just go online and type into Google hashtag EHT and see all of the millions of hits on this product. What they did was they did like a shadow release, I guess is a good way to put it, where they put it out under a different name, and they had a couple of NFL players trying it. And what it is, it's a product for mental clarity, mental acuity as you age. And I think all of us have, at a time in our lives, got to a point where, like, why can't I find my keys, and how do I not know what day it is? And this product is going to be so amazing in allowing people to keep that mental focus, retain information longer, and not have the breakdown that happens in our mind over time of the connections between the information that's stored and what we're seeing in the world. I think it has huge implications for a lot of different issues that people face, and I think it's going to be a really exciting product to be have the exclusive rights to market it. I could not be more excited about it. I know many, many people have different issues with the transmission of information in their brain in a variety of different ways. And if this does what the scientist that introduced it to us said it can do, it's going to be a game changer for a lot of people that are struggling with a lot of problems. So I'm excited to get that out to the marketplace and to be one of the first people to try it. Our pre-release is May 15th. For that product, and I've already got my mom, who's 78. She's like, I'm in. I can't remember what day it is. I need to be taking this. My husband has issues with memory and focus, and trying to keep his attention on one thing at a time. I have family and friends that have all a variety of things, and I'm really excited to get that in their hands and see how it works for them. If it works as well as what the scientists have put it together say it will, I think it'll be a really, really big welcome help to a lot of people, and that's what I want to represent. I mean, I love the skincare product. I love how my face looks. I love how my body works using the firm, but I think this product's going to dwarf those two, and that's saying something because, the sales are pretty good for the skincare too, so... So I'm really excited about the future with this company.
I am excited for you, too. So as we wrap up, let everybody know how they can find you online.
Absolutely. If you'd like to come to my Facebook page, that's Confidence is Catchy. And my website address is confidenceiscatchy.com. That's specifically about the products and what they do. If you're interested in the business opportunity, that website is confidenceiscatchy.biz. And so you'll get some information about that. Put your email address and phone number and name in there, and I'll definitely get back to anyone who's interested in any of that.
All right, and I'm going to suggest to you, because it's time for you to branch out beyond just Facebook. You need to be on Twitter and Pinterest.
I'm working it. I'm trying a little bit at a time.
Well, just so you know, the wonderful Janice Clark, who just jumped in there and, you know, saved me from the frying pan, tune into her archives.
I will do that.
She's got her show is called Social Media Health, Not Hype, and you can pull up her archives on Twitter. We just did a show on Hootsuite on Tuesday that will teach you how to manage the social media dashboard, and you can create a place for yourself where all of your social media, you can handle it in one spot, because I know time is of the essence. It really, really
absolutely
is. But with what you are doing, Angel, and the product that you are that you represent and the success that you are having, you could be all over the place with this. And like save yourself a month of Sundays and just listen to Janice's archives, and she'll walk you through. There's a lot of 101 shows that'll walk you through exactly how to set up your, you know, whatever, whether it's your Instagram or your Pinterest or, you know, just everything to get it all set up for you, because you're doing something that you love, and I'm so proud of you. And it's so nice to have you back on the show. And
I love being here.
I can't wait to, you know, next time I'm up in Connecticut and going to visit my son, I'll have to give you and Todd a call, because I'd
absolutely
love to get to see you.
Absolutely.
Really nice.
We'll definitely get together.
Because let's face it, I knew you when, so I can't wait to see what your face looks like now. I'm really interested. You know, and like I said, you know, for me, I get so scared of the most sensitive skin. I've tried things that people swore by. I actually had my eyelids peeling from one product.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was all natural. And, I mean, it was just, yeah. So I get very nervous, but I love the sound of this. And I'll try, you know me, I'm going to, you know, I've had you here, so I'm going to have to try this. And that way I can be like, hey, you know what? All right, tuned in, listened, been here, done that, you know, love it. So I'm always game. And I thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. I really do. And just a little housekeeping. Monday, as I said, Music Monday, we'll be sharing some of the cast from West Side Story at the Westchester Broadway Theater. So those of you in the tri-state area, come enjoy a phenomenal show, fabulous dinner, free parking and everything else for less than a price of just a Broadway show. And you will be seeing Broadway performers. Believe me, every single person in that cast has tremendous Broadway credits. It's a fabulous theater here in Elmsford, New York. So, and the number is 914-592-2222. The show will be running starting tonight all the way till July 5th. And the fabulous Julia Brunetta Simpson, again, is going to be doing a show May 3rd. And Kathleen Ettinger from Teascapes will be working with her and providing the tea and a fabulous talk. And Tuesday, Sina Block is here with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And next Thursday, I am sharing Rose Tarcio Mooney, who has been a friend of mine since I was 16 and has just started an aviation company. So it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and we hadn't spoken in years and ran back into each other, and I cannot wait to share her here on Word of Mom Radio. It's absolutely remarkable that she has done this with, you know, a boatload of kids and everything else that she's doing. It's remarkable because, let's face it, moms rock. We really do. Janice Clark, thank you so much for jumping in there when technology decided to throw me off. Angel, again, thank you so much for being here
thank
with
you.
Me today. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so happy that you have found something that you love again. Good for you and good for the baby. I'm glad you're building your business and, you know, working from home and being able to make the difference for other people out there. So for the rest of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here and joining us today. This is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks for joining us and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.